Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, I'm Michelle Edwards, a member of First Lutheran Church, and today I'm reading from chapter 12 in the Gospel of Mark, the first 12 verses. Then he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a pit for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the season came, he sent a slave to the tenants to collect from them his share of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And again he sent another slave to them. This one they beat over the head and insulted. Then he sent another, and that one they killed. And so it was with many others. Some they beat, and others they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Finally, he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come on, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they seized him, killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. When they realized he had told this parable against them, they wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, so they left him and went away. Today's story takes place in Jerusalem. In the temple, Jesus was teaching there, and the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were there, listening, asking him questions, often trying to trick him or trap him with complicated theology. In this passage, Jesus tells them a story, a parable. Parables were stories with a point, a way of illustrating a principle with everyday, recognizable people and situations. Jesus told a story about a man who planted a vineyard, got everything set up and rented it out with an agreement that he would receive a share of the produce. Then he goes about his other businesses, leaving the area. The tenants tend the vineyard, begin to make a profit from the harvest, and the owner sent a rep to collect his share. Rather than pay, the tenants beat the guy up. The owner sends more reps to collect what is owed to him, and the tenants keep beating them, even killing some, and not paying what they owe. Then the owner sends his son, thinking the tenants wouldn't dare ignore him. The tenants, however, figure that if the son is dead, somehow they will inherit the vineyard, so they kill him too. This was the final straw, and that owner will now come in force and destroy the tenants, and they'll lose everything. Jesus then quoted a passage from the Old Testament about a stone that builders rejected becoming the cornerstone. And the priests, elders, and scribes suddenly understood the point of Jesus' story. They were the wicked tenants. They, the trusted leaders of God's people, had rejected God's representatives, the prophets he had repeatedly sent to the people. They had ignored them, chased them out, even killed some. They refused to give God his due. And now, God will discard them and raise up others to tend to the spiritual needs of the people. He was talking about replacing them. This made them despise Jesus and want to see him destroyed. Behavior an awful lot like that of those wicked tenants. However, they could see how popular Jesus was with the crowds, and they didn't want to incite rioting, so they waited for the right time. This parable shows us that Jesus was very aware of those church leaders, who they were, and what motivated them. They were far less interested in serving God or the welfare of the people than they were in the power and the prestige of the exalted place they held in that society. Jesus was upsetting their status quo, and that they could not tolerate. This story is also a reminder that God turns things upside down. He isn't interested in earthly authority or influence. He lifts up people who are utterly lowly by human standards. He judges them differently and rewards them based on his own standards, not those of any power on earth. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to see the world and other people through your eyes. Teach us to value the things of your kingdom and not be distracted by earthly things. Amen.